Hey everyone, it's Rich Bennett, host of Conversations with Rich Bennett, bringing you an exciting chance to win with our latest giveaway sponsored by Tar Heel Construction Group. Get ready to make a splash just by tuning in to the podcast. Yes, you heard that right. While you're soaking up our latest episodes, listen closely for a special splash sound. When you hear it, remember the episode name. Here's what you do next. Shoot us an email at podcast@harfordcountyliving.com with the episode title. Each splash sound means a new chance to win. So the more you listen, the better your chances. If you don't have email, then just leave a voicemail from our website at conversationswithrichbennett.com. What's the prize? How about a brand new waterproof Bluetooth speaker? Perfect for listening to our episodes, whether you're in the bath, on the beach, in the pool, or on the go. You have until the end of May to send in your entries, and we'll announce the lucky winner on June 3rd. Don't miss out on this splashy opportunity brought to you by Tar Heel Construction Group. Dive into our episodes and win big. Those of you that have been listening to my podcast for a while know that I have a really big thing about addiction and making everyone aware of everything that's going on. Well, back in March, I met two ladies and had them on the podcast. And we went ahead and put our heads together. We decided to create something in an effort to bring awareness to communities about the devastating effects of addiction, and also to spread the hope about the possibility of recovery. So with that said, this is Rage Talk.
One of the first things that I realized in the recovery world was that once they leave treatment, they're not necessarily cured of their disease. And so I think sober living has become a big piece of the recovery puzzle because they need that protected sobriety. You know, you throw somebody into a 28-day program and expect them to be recovered, which they're obviously not. Right. Recovery is definitely a mindset and it's a behavior modification. So when you put someone into sober living, which I do like to call it, you know, protected sobriety, because mm-hmm. you have someone there that's overseeing them and it's an extension of their recovery process, it's really important. It's really important for their growth. It's really important for the longevity and the success of their sobriety.
What things are actually put into place to help that process?
Well, in our experience in running two sober living homes in Harford County, we have a house manager, and then we also have a program director that oversees and trains the house manager. And what that means is that the house manager lives in the house and governs the rules. We have a 12-step program that they need to follow. They have a 90 and 90, which means 90 meetings in 90 days that they have to participate in as part of the house rules. They're drug tested weekly or at random, and then they are also providing them with new life skills. So what that means is they're establishing things that when they were in active addiction, they may not have had in their life, like getting up, working, right, doing chores, being accountable, having a curfew, all of these things that we take for granted as adults, they have to kind of relearn. And when you're in this protected sobriety environment, you're there with people that can actually guide you because they're going through the same thing. You have your house manager who is anywhere from, like, I would say 8 months or more clean, so they can kind of show them the way. And it's a hierarchy where you have women who can look up to other women that are doing what they need to accomplish.
Oh, that's a good idea. Now, and when you say house rules, how many, because you're talking, I mean, of course, people are living in a house, right? How many people are in the house at one time living there?
We have a max of, I believe it's eight women, okay, in one of our houses and seven in the other. So it's a house manager and then the residents. And that has an ebb and flow. People are coming and going. But typically, I would say that, you know, someone's stay could be anywhere from 3 to 6 months to even a year.
For peer support, you feel free to contact Rachel at 443-504-8488. You can follow Rage Against Addiction on Facebook, Instagram, or at our website, rageagainstaddiction.org, for more information. Thank you.
So I'm sitting here with Michelle of Align Rehabilitation, and she is really growing and has something coming up on May 3rd.
On May 3rd, Align Rehabilitation will be having our grand opening of our brand new physical therapy facility. We are directly next door to Real Life Prosthetics, who has also expanded their lab as they build out their prostheses. So May 3rd is grand opening. I invite everyone to come tour both my brand new facility for physical therapy treatment, as well as see what Real Life Prosthetics has done with their new lab.
And what time is it?
It's 11 to 2, and then the ribbon cutting is at 11:15.
And so what's the address?
The address is 3435 Box Hill Corporate Center Drive, Suite C, Abingdon, Maryland, 21009.